Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Travelers are scrambling as flight cancellations pile up, with blizzard warnings in effect across the Midwest and Plain states. More than 1,200 have been scrapped in the U.S. so far today, with Denver and Chicago airports bearing the brunt. KYWTV's Waukesha Bailey is at Philly International.
They're anticipating more than 980,000 people to come through this airport.
Any concerns about the storm coming in?
I am. I'm hoping I beat it.
And the roads are expected to be just as busy in the Philadelphia area alone. AAA has responded to nearly 125,000 emergency roadside calls, and 30% of those calls were for dead batteries.
Bitter cold is spreading across parts of the South. Even Georgians are bracing for below zero temperatures. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky got a hero's welcome on Capitol Hill last night. He addressed a joint session of Congress and pleaded for continued U.S. aid and weapons.
It is just a matter of time when they will strike against your other allies. If we do not stop them now, we must do it.
He became the first wartime leader since Winston Churchill to address Congress. After a year and a half of investigating, Congress January 6th committee could release its full 800-page report today. CBS's Dan Lieberman.
The report is expected to conclude that then-President Donald Trump criminally plotted to overturn his 2020 election defeat. And it will say he, quote, provoked his supporters to violence at the Capitol with false claims of election fraud.
Disgraced crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried could make his first court appearance in the U.S. today after arriving in New York on a plane from the Bahamas last night. Prosecutors say his ex-girlfriend and FTX co-founder have pleaded guilty to fraud. They are now cooperating with investigators. Life expectancy in the U.S. has fallen to its lowest level since 1966. Correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
COVID-19 and opioid overdoses drove the numbers higher. COVID was the third leading cause of death for a second straight year in 2021 after cancer and heart disease. And overdose deaths have risen fivefold over the past two decades. The higher death rates have now cut life expectancy to 76.4 years, down from 77 years. Heart disease remains the leading cause of death.
Did someone say inflation? Champagne lover said, so what? Producers say bubbly sales reached an all-time high of $6 billion last year. Dow futures off 63. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is asking drivers to be very careful with their holiday travel. Driving may not even be possible in some parts of Wisconsin tomorrow because of the potential for blizzard conditions. 24-hour road conditions are online at 511wi.gov. Two people who lived at the Wisconsin Veterans Home in King are dead, and people are asking questions about the quality of care. One resident was unsupervised when he went outside to smoke and accidentally started his clothes on fire. Another resident with diabetes slipped into a coma. He apparently didn't get his blood sugar checked for 6 days. He died of a staph infection. The agency that runs the home denies the deaths are due to improper care. In sports, the Bucks lost to Cleveland last night, 114-106. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, solid.
And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, man.
That's all you gotta say.
How you doing, Connor?
You know, I'm thankful that I'm breathing air. I'm thankful that I have food at my house. But the weather... Yeah, nah, I'm not thankful for that.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Man, you know, I joked about it yesterday, and hey, man, it's, you know, it's cold. It's going to be cold for a long stretch, and you know, and I'm not complaining for me because, man, you know, I got a car that I can warm up and get here and not feel the cold, and you know, the right clothes, gloves, hats, and those kind of things. But so many people don't have those things, and those of us who do, you know, we really don't realize the conditions that are out here. And you know, as I sit here in this window at 5:40 a.m. WAUK, and look outside. You know, it's not a time for man nor beast, and you know, even the animals know enough to, you know, try to stay out of this. And so, you know, it's the calm before the storm, and we're going to be dealing with some. With some bad stuff for a while. So anyway, that's it, man. Could you tell it's below zero, Connor?
I walked outside and I felt like someone punched me in the face. And then I kept walking and didn't stop. So yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, man. Fingers, you know, toes, you know, I don't care what it is. But anyway, those of us who've been around a while know this too shall pass. Mm-hmm. But man, you know, make sure that the people you know and yourself, you know, this just when you get this kind of weather, man, it just always reminds me of how important it is, man, that people help other people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what's needed now, and you know, to think, man, there are people who are sleeping outside, right? Yeah, I mean, you just try to imagine that, man. You know, outside, and in some instances they don't want to come in. In other instances, they don't have anywhere else to go, and you know, you gotta really be pretty tough. And in this instance, it's not about being tough. Because you shouldn't be outside in the cold. I don't care how tough you are. Human beings weren't created to live outside in this kind of condition. So, you know, man, heart goes out to people who are out going to have to deal with this. And then the 1-2 punch, the cold, the snow, and colder yet, you know, the 1-2-3 punch that's coming and going to be around a while is, you know, the weather prognosticators have been talking about. But anyway, I got a lot to talk about this morning, as always. And one of the things that I really want to point out is, you know, I have some conservative listeners, and you know, Julie on yesterday was explaining, great caller, was explaining about, you know, why, you know, she's a conservative, she's a Republican, why she, you know, and the things that conservatives say and do that she supports and their policies. Well, guess what? This morning, I'm going to talk about and point out some of their policies that are draconian and why I could never, under any circumstances, ever agree with the policies of the Republicans. Because, you know, the $858 billion military budget that was just passed, 100% Republicans, none said no, across the board, all of us agree, $858 billion towards the military, $858 billion. But that same Republican Party said no to $12 billion to help fight child poverty. Just try to wrap your mind around that as a human being, right? I mean, not as a Republican or Democrat, but try to wrap your mind around any human being that is willing to spend $858 billion in 1 year to help kill people. Because that's what invention, you know, in the end, that's what, you know, the military does. $858 billion to kill people, but won't allow $12 billion to help fight child poverty. I mean, that's inconceivable and inhumane to me. And yet Republicans with a straight face and people with a straight face say, well, I'm a Republican and I love their policies. I'm gonna delve into some of the things that are in the $1.7 trillion-dollar omnibus bill that, again, Republicans support, and then the things that they say no to. And then I would love to hear the Republicans who claim to be, you know, this moral bastion, you know, Christians, evangelicals, and the things that they're supporting are as far away from what Christ stood for, you know, than Pluto is from the sun. And I don't know, maybe it's because they really don't know what conservatives and Republicans stand for. It's the only summation that I can arrive to is that the people just don't know what these people stand for and what they are doing. And maybe it's because in America we are so caught up in rugged individualism. I have been able to do it. I did it, you know, without any help from anybody. And everybody else should be able to do it. Never mind that the person's in a wheelchair, right? You know, never mind that the person's blind. You know, I did it. You've got, you know, both arms, both legs, a clean mind, no struggles for the most part, you know. But you look at the other brother, and who is faced with all sorts of adversary in their lives, and you just totally ignore that. You know, I just have never been able to understand that about Republicans and conservatives. And this is nothing new, you know. This stuff really, you know, going back to Ronald Reagan. And pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you know. I don't understand that. But this especially, I don't think there's anybody who's going to be able to defend spending $858 billion on the military and then say no to $12 billion to fight child poverty. Man, what kind of Scrooge are you? Well, you know, I'm saying, you know, it's not that I, you know, don't think that that's wrong, but, you know, I just, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, I just love the Republicans. Okay. All right. I get it. You know, you have this love affair with heartless people. Because, man, that's what that is. No other explanation other than you got some real problems with, and maybe we should have you jettison to Oz so they can check and see whether you have a heart or not, you know. Maybe that's what you should be seeking for Christmas, is a heart, because it's heartless to spend $858 billion in the military budget and then say no to $12 billion. For child poverty, children who don't get to pick their families, who through no fault of their own are born into poverty. And yet you can't find it in your heart, you know, to help those children. Well, you know, their parents should be taking care of them. Oh, okay. I got that. In you know, in all things equal world, yes. But what if their parents can't then? Well, those are the breaks. Okay. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You know, and, you know, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. We'll be right back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. High of 27 today, under overcast skies with snow likely. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, snow likely, 7 below. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 1 above. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, you know, Congress just passed an $858 billion military budget, but the GOP is blocking $12 billion to fight child poverty. Congressional Republicans happily teamed up with Democrats this month to authorize $858 billion in military spending for the next fiscal year. But the GOP is refusing to even consider proposals to revive the child tax credit expansion that lifted millions of kids out of poverty last year, even though bringing the program back would cost a fraction of the Pentagon outlay. A spokesperson for the Senate Finance Committee Chair, Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, told Huffington Post earlier this week that Republicans have thus far been unwilling to negotiate over the child tax credit boost, which they unanimously opposed when it was enacted as part of the American Rescue Plan last year. Republicans have refused to engage at all on the child tax credit, said Ashley Chapeau. In fact, they made it clear they would not negotiate on any deal that includes the child tax credit. Leading Republicans readily confirmed their refusal to consider the child tax credit boost as part of the end-of-the-year tax package. With the 60-vote Senate filibuster intact, Democrats need the support of at least 10 Republicans to revive the expanded tax credit in some form. Good morning, Tom. How you doing, man?
Morning, Earl.
People say we should be working with the Republicans, but go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And first, this is why I keep on saying, I wish someone would have said it to Ronald Reagan years ago, but we, the people, are the government. We are the people that pay the taxes. You want all your tax dollars going to $858 billion for the military industrial complex? Why not spend it on yourself? I don't get it. So that's number one. Number two, you put a $1 billion baby out in the cold there in Wisconsin. and you put a homeless person's baby out there in the state of Wisconsin and say, okay, make it on your own. I don't think either one's going to make it on its own. Just saying. I don't think anyone's going to be able to pull themselves up by the bootstraps in that type of situation and be a self-made person. None of us are self-made. We have other people that came into our life and have made us into the people that we are. So let's get over this craziness. And third, Republicans, please, please, I challenge you, call into Earl's show. Tell him one policy that has actually helped working people, working class people in the past 50 years. Because the Democrats have done many policies, and I'm not even so crazy about the Dems with the money in politics that is corrupting our whole government. But please, just call into Earl's show and say, this is a policy, and the policy is not do the border. That's not policy. Find a policy that has been good for working people. And tell Earl what that policy is that the Republicans passed.
So
I'll tell you what, you're not going to find
one. Listen to this. So Representative Kevin Brady, a Republican from, of all places, Texas, one of the 176 House Republicans who voted in favor of the $858 billion National Defense Authorization Act last week, declared that the country, frankly, doesn't have the time or money for the partisan, expensive provisions such as the child tax credit. Man.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it amazing how now they're still being fiscally responsible again when they've run our deficit and our debt up more so than any Democratic president has ever even dreamed of?
Well, even if you say I want to be fiscally responsible, that verbiage should not even come into play if we're talking about making sure that children, you know,
right,
have a fair shot. Don't talk about being fiscally responsible. That shouldn't
absolutely
even come unless you're a monster, right? Unless you are a monster, that's what you are. And if you're a person, and I'm sorry, and if you're a person who supports that you know, you,
I'll tell you what. They can't call themselves a follower of Christ if that's what they're doing.
No, man.
Because
come
I'll tell
on,
you
man.
What, that is not Christ-like. So please don't call up and say you're a Christian, any of you guys out there that can follow Republican policies, because they're not for anybody except for the rich and the multi-billionaire class.
And Tom,
and
let's
no
say,
help to the working people.
Let's say you're one of the people in our audience who's a Republican, and you hear this. Shouldn't you be calling Republicans and saying, look,
please,
I'm a Republican, but I don't agree with that. I don't.
Please, I want them to answer Sandy's question about the $16,000 for each industry and say how the hell it is that we can even make it.
Well, man,
we can't even make it on that.
Listen, man. I mean, you are a Republican. You vote Republican, and one of the people you support says, we can't afford, again, after agreeing to $858 billion, but we can't find any money to help poor children. I would have to say,
yeah.
I would say if I was a Republican, I would call my congressperson or senator and say, listen, I can't be a Republican anymore, because what you just did and what you just said is inhumane.
Well, I got to go to break.
Tom, yeah. we'll be right back. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. It's a miserable trek for travelers. A fierce storm and bone-chilling cold are sweeping central and eastern states. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Wyoming state troopers battled negative 18-degree temperatures and zero visibility responding to more than 100 crashes. Georgia bracing for a rare hard freeze. Arkansas plans to treat roads ahead of possible wintry mix in the deep south.
A hero's welcome on Capitol Hill for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Against all odds and doom and gloom scenario, Ukraine didn't fall. Ukraine is alive and kicking.
Tens of thousands of asylum seekers are lined up at the southern border waiting for Title 42 to end. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
In just the last week alone, nearly 6,000 migrants have been shuttled through El Paso to cities across the country. But that still leaves thousands of migrants in El Paso. And with shelters overcrowded, city leaders opened the convention center overnight.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A winter storm warning is in effect until 6 o'clock Saturday morning. A slow-moving storm system will dump 3 to 7 inches of snow across Wisconsin. Wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour will cause blowing and drifting snow. Wind chills could get as cold as 35 below. Travel will be hazardous today and tomorrow. Lawmakers are designating more than $306 million for community projects around Wisconsin. Congress this week votes on the $1.7 million omnibus spending package to keep the government running through September of next year. Among other things, the earmarked money will go to pay for buses and health centers in Milwaukee and emergency services in rural areas. In sports, the Bucks lost to Cleveland last night 114-106. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party. New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Nothing I can do. I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue. I got to make it right for everyone concerned.
All right, welcome back to the Earl
Al Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill that has been passed, and what's in it and what's not. $858 billion for war. And there's no other way to put it. And Republicans all in on that, and even some Democrats all in on that. But so what else is in it? You know, Ukraine aid, additional Ukraine aid, another $45 billion to help fend off Russian attacks, exceeding Joe Biden's request for $37 billion. They found it in their heart to give even more money, never mind the children, right? The children of this country come in second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, $858 billion. Well, you know, we've got to, Ukraine is at war, so, you know, we've got to make sure that the kids and the people of Ukraine are safe. And so, you know, even though they know that money is being, you know, pilfered, they don't know how much of the money is actually even getting to where it's supposed to be. They know that for a fact. No way to track the money that's going to Ukraine. But never mind, you know, that's all right. But, you know, helping poor kids, you know, helping poor kids, we don't have that in our hearts. Come on, man. You know, here's something else that's in the bill. Earlier end to COVID rules. I can't take conservatives or Republicans seriously. This is in the bill. The bill includes a bipartisan deal to end the COVID-era Medicaid policy that gave states more funding and barred them from kicking people off federally funded insurance, setting a new end date of April 1st, 2023, instead of July 2023. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. What's going on, man? Merry Christmas.
Hey. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Hey, you know, I was listening to Tom. Right when I turned on the radio, Tom was sitting there yelling and screaming about Republicans call themselves Christians. There are no Christians. I didn't even hear before that. But I assume as the you guys talked a little bit, you're talking about the new bill that's been passed and not wanting to fund the devastation that's going on in Ukraine, and I know that you're against sending any more money.
Initially, I was talking about.
Let me just finish.
I know, but I got to put you. Okay. If you just turned it on, yeah. You missed the crux of what I was talking about. So let me first give you that. I talked about the fact that Republicans agreed to the $858 billion defense bill, but refused the $12 billion in tax credits for poor children. That's the context of what the conversation is. What are your thoughts on that?
Right, I did miss that.
I know, but that's why. Okay. So what's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that are, what's the difference between a child born in the United States and a child born in Ukraine or in Africa or South America? They're all children. They're all children of God.
I'll tell you what the difference is.
Go ahead.
The difference is that we should be concerned first and foremost about the children in this nation. You know, you can't say that we are going to. And Donald Trump clearly stated America first, and many conservatives all agree with that. Yeah, America first. But then to somehow say that we as a nation can't afford to offer the tax credits, which pull 40% of children out of poverty during the COVID time, and now say we can't afford that, but yet we can afford $858 billion to kill people. Come on, man.
Have you ever been in a third world country and seen how poor the poorest child in America is considered rich in a third world country? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you've ever been. I've been to Guatemala.
Okay.
I've been to Belize. I've been to Honduras.
Okay.
You know, it's really, really bad. So the fact is, you and Tom are sitting there yelling and screaming at Republicans because they don't want to. They didn't want to extra fund a couple $1 billion to the poor people in America, yet there's poor people all over the United States. I mean, our country is just letting anybody into this country and giving them health care and schooling and everything else.
That's not true, man. That country's not just letting anybody into the country, man. If that was the case, if that's the case, there wouldn't be a backlog of people at the border if they're letting anybody in the country, man. You guys make statements off the top of your heads without being able to back any of it up. We're back.
All right. Do you think in the last couple of years that there's not 2.5 million people have come across the border either legally or illegally?
I just wanted to know. Now, here's what I want you to know. You guys are so quick at changing the subject.
You're talking about me.
You and other conservatives. The issue is to say that we can't afford $12 billion to give $300 a month to help poor children in this country. The fat cats at the Pentagon use $100 bills to light their cigars, for heaven's sakes. And Gary, please don't incite Christ's name and Christianity.
Did I even say Christ? And even Christianity
into any of this, because if Christ were here today, he would be totally opposed to $858 billion in weapons to kill people and then say we can't afford $12 billion to help the poorest of the poor. Come on, man. Come on.
Well, listen. This is the way I look at it. Laying down your life. Look, I'm telling you, laying down your life, there's no greater sacrifice than to lay your life down for another human being. Now, if we close our eyes to the people in Ukraine and let the Russians take over and rape and murder everybody, is that right? Do you think Jesus would do that?
Of course not. We need to help.
We have plenty of money in this country. We can keep going out there and helping everybody in the world.
So let me point this out. We're doing it right now.
Why not?
So let me point the hypocrisy in your statement out to you. Do you have any idea what's going on in countries in Africa and the wars that are going on there? Okay. So I have yet to hear any Republican say, well, you know, we it's not fair what's going on with those babies who are dying of starvation and being murdered and mutilated in the African countries. Never heard it. Not one mumbling word.
Earl, I agree with you 100%. 100%. What's going on there with the ethnic cleansing and going in there and just killing these tribes of people, it's horrible.
Yeah, but
and it's not been going on now. It's been going on for 30 or 40 years now.
The money we're spending in Ukraine and that we continue to spend in Ukraine, and then I hear guys like you make the statements about how horrible that is. If we are going to deal with those kinds of things across the globe, then let's be fair and equitable about it. And then deal with all of those issues all over the world. But
no, you're saying guys like me. No, I'm telling you, I agree with you. What's going on in Africa? It's horrible, and it's been going on for years and years and years. And I don't know how much we're doing to help this.
Not enough. Not what we're doing in Ukraine. Come on, man.
You ever see the movie The Machine Gun Preacher?
No.
You ever see that movie?
No, that's
about what's going on there.
Gary, it's very enlightening. Can you explain to me how, as a conservative, are you in support of conservatives voting yay to all of this money to go to military spending, but then saying we can't afford the $12 billion? Okay,
no,
but that's you know, not one.
No, I don't agree with that. I think that's wrong.
Not one Republican agreed to the $12 billion to help poor people, poor children. Not one.
The hypocrisy that I get from you, and you're a really good guy.
I really like you, and I listen to you, and I learn things. Tell me what
but you sit there and you whine all the time about we got to stop sending money to Ukraine, and then on the other hand, you're sitting there saying we need more money here, and I'm telling you what's going on in Ukraine right now is way worse than anything that's happened in the United States.
Hey, it's way worse,
and we have to stop the Russians from coming in.
Do you think I don't understand? I'm on radio 15 hours a week. I get up at 3:40, 4 o'clock every morning, scour the outlets. I know better than you what's going on in Ukraine. But to sit here and act as though I don't understand what's going on in Ukraine. Do you understand that the majority of the money that's going... Let me finish my point, man. The majority of the money that's going to Ukraine is unaccounted for. It is not weapons. It is money that's going to Ukraine to keep their economy going. And we know that the money is being pilfered. Are you aware of that? No. Yeah.
Are you aware of the fact? Wait, no.
Are you aware of that?
Where did you get your facts, Earl? Where did you get your facts from? Why should I believe? Listen. This is what you say. I haven't heard that from anybody else. All I know is we're trying to help.
Let me say this to you. There's an invention. Kind of, what is this thing called? Oh, a computer.
Oh, Earl, you don't got to do it, man.
Okay, so listen. Type in any site on a computer and ask about what's happening to the resources that go from the United States to Ukraine. Type it in.
Well, Zelensky's going to be coming to the United States and talking to Congress. Don't you think the questions are going to be asked of him about that?
That's already out there.
And you believe everything you hear on Google? Gary, I don't believe
everything I hear on Google. Listen,
I follow
the Washington Post. I follow the New York Times. I follow the Associated Press. I follow all of the top outlets across the nation. Okay? So I'm not going by Google. I don't follow Fox News. You know, I don't follow the outlets that you follow. You know, I do my research.
Earl, you are one of the good guys in this world. I'm telling you, I have a lot of respect for you. I really do.
Well, I
know that you and I can have spirited conversations, but you know what? I have a lot of respect for you, and I'm glad that you're on air because I learned from you.
Well,
I really do.
Well,
and I agree a lot with what you have to say. Not everything, but a lot.
Well, let me say this to
you. And you're a good guy.
Do this for me.
What's that?
When you get off the air, Google what is happening to the finances that the United States is sending to Ukraine. What percentage of it is actually military and what percentage of it is cash? Okay? Do that.
I'll check it out.
And then once you find that out, man, you know, then maybe we can have a equal, fair, and equitable conversation.
Until then, we gotta have lunch again.
We can't have an equal conversation because you're not informed enough. Thank you very much.
We'll have lunch on me.
All right, man. All right. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue.
Order online today at knuckleheads.shop.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Cloudy skies this afternoon with snow likely. Highs around 27. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight. Snow likely 7 below. Snow likely again tomorrow. High of 1 above. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let me go here, man, because it's another one of those things where, you know, there's we're on this hot butt issue right now where, you know, rural population is voting Republican and moving towards that reality. And I've said, you know, many times it's hard for me to understand why. Here's another reason that I don't understand why. The meat industry has created a false dichotomy that pits people against animals. Now, listen, factory farms are harmful to animals, the environment, local communities, and public health. We need a more logical and just food system. I don't think there's anybody who would disagree with that, but bear with me a minute. It's a common narrative that factory farming, despite animal cruelty, environmental destruction, and human health impacts, has net positives that make it an important part of the society, especially in rural America. It provides affordable meat to our populations, creates jobs in small towns, stimulates local economies, and helps families prosper. This narrative has made it easy for the meat industry to create a false dichotomy that pits people against animals. Do you care more about a pig than my family's livelihood? It's now been decades with the factory farming as the dominant industry, but have rural communities actually experienced their purported economic benefits? Has factory farming made life easier for the people in small towns? A 2022 report by the Food and Water Watch suggested the opposite. The report takes pig farms in Iowa as a case study of how our corporate-controlled food systems are failing environments, animals, and communities. Until the late 20th century, most pigs were raised for food on family farms, but a combination of government policies in the 1970s
Grain price crashes in the 1980s resulted in Iowa losing almost 90% of its pig farms over three decades as small-town farmers struggled to stay economically viable. Meanwhile, across the state, the behemoth of controlled animal feeding operations facilities that raise thousands of animals in extreme confinement to maximize production and profit began to rise. These factory farms operated by multi-billion dollar corporations like Smithfield's, JBS, now dominate the meat market. These facilities control the food going into our restaurants. In 1980, the top four pig farms slaughtered one of every three U.S. pigs. That market share has now doubled. At the local level, Food and Water Watch found that these companies have an even tighter grip on the market, with the top four firms slaughtering 9 of 10 Iowa pigs between 2004 and 2011. Now, let me say this, because at the root of the pain that many in rural America are feeling right now is that livelihood that was heart and soul of those areas is gone, been taken away by corporate farms, in many instances supported by both Democrats and Republicans, but especially Republicans, who want to make sure that corporations get a chance to get as fat as they can and with as few regulations as possible. So when you look at a state like Iowa, man, over 90%, 9 out of 10, their independence as a state has been taken away. Individual families and farms. The people are angry, but they're angry at the wrong people. The people who took your farms away, that's certainly not people who live in urban areas. You know, the factory farms that have been lost and the outcome of what's happened with those factory farms and the impact in those family farms and the impact that those factory that those corporate farms have had on, you know, the families in these areas. Everybody knows, especially if you live in those areas. But the question becomes, has it been a win-win for all concerned? Because that was the promise that was made. I mean, if we as the people, you know, Tom, we are the people. We are the people. And yet we see these kinds of things taking place. And we know that that hasn't been better for all, that the corporations control these major meat packing companies and slaughtering. And we know that it's had a negative total impact and effect on the American people. Why do we remain silent? You know, why do we not utter a mumbling word? Because we know, those of us who eat meat, right? We know that the quality of what they're doing with the meat that they're producing in corporate farms cause cancer. We know that. Everybody knows it. We have a government that refuses to address it. Well, you know, we got to let the corporate farms make as much money as they can. We don't care about the damage long-term that they do to the people or to the environment. Because money is, you know, what's at the root of it. And listen, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. And you got to always remind me when we get ready to go to a break to say, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you all. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back. Goodbye.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.